Hello, friend. Welcome to End Times Chronicles. Thank you for joining us today. This message isn't just another talk. It's an invitation to examine where we stand in this moment of history.
Today's episode is titled, We Are Running Out of Time. We believe we are living in the very days the Bible warned us about. And while that truth is sobering, it is also filled with hope if you belong to Christ.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet." He described a world that would grow darker, a world where lawlessness increases and love grows cold. Look around. These things are happening right now.
But God has not changed. His word has not changed. His promises have not changed. And his call to each of us is the same. Wake up, prepare your heart. Live ready.
Today, we challenge you to consider this question. If Jesus returned tonight, would you be ready? This is not the hour to play games with your soul. It's the hour to repent, to forgive, to walk away from compromise, and to share the gospel without apology.
Friend, we are running out of time, but we are not running out of grace. The mercy of God is still extended to you. His arms are still open. His Spirit is still calling you to come home.
As you listen today, we pray you will feel the urgency of this hour and the hope that comes from knowing your eternity is secure in Christ.
Let this be the day you decide to live with purpose, with courage, and with holiness, because eternity is only one heartbeat away.
Thank you for spending these moments with us. If this message stirred your heart, share it with someone you love. And remember, time is running out, but Jesus is still reaching out.
Before we go, we want to pray over you and invite you to make the most important decision you'll ever make.
Heavenly Father, we pray for every person listening right now. We ask you to stir their hearts with conviction and hope. John 16:8, "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Draw them to yourself by your Spirit. John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." Break every chain of sin and fear. Psalm 107:14, "He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces." Remind them that your love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:8, "Love never fails." And your mercy is new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you've never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, you can do it right now. Just pray this from your heart. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose again. I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Come into my life, be my Savior and my Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I choose to follow you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God.
We'll see you next time here on End Times Chronicles. Until then, stand strong, be faithful, and never forget, you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you.